All right. Let's hit it. We just have to climb this fence and get in through the back entrance. I used to work here, remember? The guard would recognize me if we went in through the front. There shouldn't be any staff in that part of the building. Not at this time of night. Why? Are you nervous? You lost the bet. It's too late to pull out now. The challenge is simple. We'll just sneak in, mess around for a while, sneak out, and hopefully not get caught. It'll be fine. Trust me. Now be a good boy and come with me. This place is closing soon. We have to get in before the alarms are set. We'll find somewhere to hide until it's clear to come out. I had a feeling it would be locked. Yep. I know how to pick locks. A friend taught me ages ago. You're discovering new things about me. Got it. All clear. Close the door quietly behind you. We don't want to draw any attention here. There shouldn't be anyone in this section, but still. Just in case. You'd think there'd be cameras in this area in case someone breaks in. I guess they're still too cheap to improve their security. It's just through those doors up ahead. This store will be closing in a few minutes, so as soon as we go through, we'll need to find somewhere to hide as quickly as possible. Nah, the staff won't search the furniture to see if anyone's hiding in them. They just do a walk around of each aisle and then they leave. I'm dead sure. As long as we stay out of sight, we're good. We could hide under one of the beds. They're on the third floor. We have, like, a few minutes to get upstairs and hide. Let's do it. The stairs are down that way on the left. We're screwed if we can't find a decent bed to hide under. Wait, what about this one? Yeah? Quick, get under. It's okay. They're gone. We'll have to hide under here for a few hours. So, how do you feel now that we're in? So do I. Good thing we found this bed when we did. Plus, it would have been game over if that staff member discovered us. It's so dark under this bed. I can barely see that handsome face of yours, baby. But I can feel the warmth of your body from here. Don't get too comfortable. We still have to get out from under here. I've set an alarm on my phone to go off in 2 hours. Relax. It's on silent. And I'll just buzz if there are any alarms. Plus, there shouldn't be any staff members on this floor now. So who would hear it? You worry too much. Hey, baby, you awake? We can come out now. Look, I messed up the mat. Everyone's gone. You know, I did think about recording this and posting it for views, but I decided that this fun little activity of ours should be kept private. Especially as this involves a bit of revenge. It's the manager who works here. She's a total dick. She was always on my ass, making a big deal over everything, refusing to support me when shitty customers were rude, making me do extra work as some kind of lame punishment. Ugh, pathetic. Yeah, my experience here was horrible. I quit and promised myself that I wouldn't come back, but I just had to hit this place for an overnight challenge. It's payback for the shit she put me through. And a chance for the man of my dreams to lose some of that innocence of his. Time for some artwork. That's what I think about you and your management skills, bitch. Here, you want this? Leave a mark of your own on this place. Catch. Her name? It's Cindy. Cindy is a dick. Nice. It seems I'm having a bad influence on you. Here, let me spray something on one of these beds. I'll do it on this one. She's totally gonna flip when she sees this. Eat. Shit. Cindy. It's a shame we won't be able to see her reaction to this, but I can imagine it. Even if she does figure out it was me, she won't be able to prove it. There's hardly any cameras here. She can call the police and cry about it, but I doubt anything else would happen. We have nothing to worry about. Even though I hate this place, I will admit they do have some pretty neat beds here. Especially the king-sized beds. We need one of those in the future. I had a pretty big bed growing up. Kind of like that one over there. I used to love jumping up and down on it. I know, right? Fun times. Join me. Come on. You can jump higher than that. Impressive. But can you do this? Oh, really? Go ahead. Impress me. Whoa. You did it. Just work on your landing next time. I was looking at that platform over there. I bet I could jump from that railing, do a flip, and land safely on one of the beds below. What do you think? It's not that high. I'm sure I could do it. You have faith in my gymnastic abilities, don't you? You underestimate how crazy I am. Well, you're on top of me. Aren't you gonna kiss me? Or maybe you want me on top? I like it when you say please. Hey, I just noticed this bed is adjustable. See? It even has a remote. Let's see. I can make this bed hard, just like you are right now. I can keep it firm, just like my legs. Or I can make it nice and soft, just like my lips. You want it soft? Soft it is, then. This takes me back to high school. Sneaking into places where we weren't supposed to be. The adrenaline rush from knowing there's a risk of being caught and getting into trouble, but enjoying ourselves in the process. I've missed that feeling. And I'm sure you have too. Yeah, you and I had a lot of fun between classes. You know, we could add something else to this challenge if you'd like. Get all this adrenaline out of our systems. Or you could just lay on me as I wrap my arms and legs around you. What'll it be, baby? You're right. I am naughty. And I can show you just how naughty I really am. We have time. I should have expected that answer. Bad boy.